Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. This week, we're talking about, is it worth it? And on this episode, I want to take a slightly different approach and ask the question, how do we know what we're worth? What is my time worth? What is the value that I add worth? In the last episode, we talked about that feeling of, oh my God, is this worth it? I work so hard. I'm so committed. And yet it doesn't feel like I'm recognized. And is it even worth it to continue to go down this road? And now I want to take a look at this from a slightly different perspective of ask the question, what is worth? What does it mean to be worth it? What is my worth? What is your worth? What is our time worth? What are our skills worth? Do they work? Because really what I want to encourage you to do is to own all of your worth. Not just the tangible stuff that you can put a mathematical equation on, but I want you to own all of it, even the intangibles, even the stuff that you can't quite put your finger on and can't even put a number on, because that feeling of, is it worth it? And that feeling of worthlessness that we all experience from time to time often comes not from the tangible aspect, but from that intangible. I just don't feel like it's worth it anymore. I can't tell you why. I can't give you a number that would make me happy. I don't know if it's about numbers. It's about this feeling of not feeling worth it, of not feeling worthy, of it not being worth the effort and the time. Because so often we get stuck in the numbers of worth. We get stuck in, what do I earn per year? You know, I talk about it all the time, and it's important, right? I'm not saying that the numbers aren't important. It's that often we overemphasize them and we talk about our salary, for example. How much do you earn per year? How much do you in salary? How much do you earn in bonuses? Do you have any RSUs or stock options? Do you have any, you know, how much PTO do you have? Stuff like that. You know, how much do you get commission? You know, do you get bonuses based on performance? Do you get bonuses based on your team's performance, the company's performance? And we get so attached and focused on those numbers. And it gets to a point where that's all we talk about. All we talk about are the numbers. And I want to be the first one to tell you, as someone who talks about the numbers a lot, that the numbers don't tell you the whole story. Because if you only focus on the numbers, if you only focus on this is the salary, that I'm earning, and this is the salary that I want to earn. You know, let's say you're a, you know, if you're listening to this, most likely you're a technical manager, or you want to be one, or it's something that really resonates with you. So let's say you're a technical manager and you make somewhere around $150,000 a year in salary, and your goal is to make $200K. And look, that's a great stretched salary. We did not just pull that salary out of our butts. It is a great stretched salary to have in most markets for most companies, for most positions. In some markets, in some positions, it's not enough to be a stretched salary, to make really be stretched and to really make it feel like a challenge. You'd need to bump it up to 250, to 300, even more than that, depending on your level of experience, the location in the country you're talking about. But just for the sake of using averages, because that is the average salary that our clients come in making, and it's the average salary bump that our clients make. It's from 150 to 200. It's that extra 50K a year. And so let's say right now you're a technical manager and you're making somewhere in the vicinity of $150,000 a year in salary. And you say, okay, I want to make 200. That's my goal. That's my target salary. And that's what would feel great. That's what would make me feel like I am being adequately, more than adequately compensated for the value that I'm adding. It's a reflection. 200K would be a reflection of the value that I'm adding. It's a great place to start, and quantitative goals, number-based goals, are wonderful goals to have because you know when you hit them. There's no question when you hit them. 2 + 2 = 4. Am I making 200K or not? Right? It's yes or it's no, and there's no room for bias. There's no room for error bars, right? It's just you're making 200K in salary a year or you're not. So that's why quantitative goals are great to have. And it's a great start. But if you start there and stop there, it's not going to be enough. Even for those of you like me, who are money driven. I am money driven. People who have entrepreneurial leanings, or maybe it's because of your upbringing, or, you know, who knows what it is. You're motivated by money. Money motivates you. But for some of you, you're not, and you're totally following me. I'm almost preaching to the choir right now. But you can't, if you stop with the money and just say, okay, I want to earn 200K a year, then that's not enough, because money is simply a resource. It's simply a number. It's what do you do with that money? How are you going to utilize that money? What does it mean to you to make that much money, to make that amount of money? How is it going to make you feel when you earn that much? So it's not so much the money or the salary or the bonuses or any of those quantitative metrics per se. It's the effect of that. It's the outcome of that. It's the meaning of that. It's the experience that you derive from it. And so if you just focus on the money, it's not going to feel worth it. No matter what number you set, no matter what number you set for yourself, if you just say, I want to make 300 a year, and you're not making 300 a year, no matter what else is going on, or if you're not making 300 a year, it's not going to feel worth it. But actually, my point was, even if you're making 300 a year and that's what your goal is, it's not going to feel worth it. It's not going to feel worth it. It's going to feel like it's not enough. If you don't attach meaning to it, if you don't add context to it, it's the same thing, by the way, why any price is too much without context, right? So you might, you know, see a car online or something and have no idea what kind of car it is, And either because you don't know much about cars or because you just, you don't happen to look at all of the details. And maybe you just, you see that it's a, you know, a 15-year-old BMW. And you're like, $25,000 for a 15-year-old car? That's way too much, right? It doesn't feel worth it because you don't have context, because you don't have information about that car. But then if you were to start adding context and adding meaning and actually looking at the value of that thing beyond the number, you might start to see that this is a really nicely restored Beamer that only has, it's 15 years old, but only has 50,000 miles on it. It's not the years, it's the mileage, right? And that it's a kind of Beamer, it's a one series that they don't make anymore. They don't make them like that anymore. And they don't sell them and you can't buy it because that model year, they stopped making anything. So it's almost like it's an antique. And it's a perfect car and it's almost like a collector's item. Once you add that context, it's like, wow, then it's worth it. So the same thing goes for the other end of it, right? When it's like, how much do I earn? How much do I want to earn so that I feel worth it? Okay, I want to earn $250,000 a year. Why? What's the context? What's the value? That's the shift that I'm encouraging you to make. What are you going to do with that $250,000? Are you just going to let it sit in your bank account? No. Because then, of course, it's not going to feel worth it. Are you just going to use it to pay bills? No, that's no fun. Are you just going to use it to pay off debt? No, that's no fun either. We don't live to pay off debt. That's like, no one's dream in life is to pay off debt. I know you want to. I know there's many of you out there who want to pay off and pay down your debt. Absolutely. Great goal to have. But does that juice you? Does it really make you feel alive to pay down that debt? And if it does, maybe just a little bit, it's not because, it's not like the act of paying off the debt and then you're done. It's because of the other resources that it then frees up. I have X amount of money now. Now, available. I don't have to make X payment anymore. The weight is lifted off of my shoulders and wow, how free am I so that I can X, Y, and Z, so that I can travel the world, so that I can buy a bigger house, so that I can send my kid to the best college, so that I can buy that $25,000 Beamer that's an antique. It comes from the context, it comes from the value, it comes from the meaning. And so that's why I'm encouraging you, especially if you're feeling like it's not worth it, to really dig deep and take a look at, are you, first of all, are you really owning all of your worth? Are you owning every single bit of your worth, not just doing this standard, oh, okay, well, I work 40 hours a week and I earn $150,000 a year, so that's about X amount per hour. That's what my time is worth. No, it's not. It's worth way, way, way more than that because you're forgetting the intangibles. So if you're feeling like it's not worth it, don't just look at the numbers. Don't just look at the numbers. Start with the numbers. And then add on the intangibles. And so really what's important here and what I want to encourage you to do, because the way that you own all of your worth so that everything feels worth it is it's not a thinking game. It's a feeling game, right? If I were to ask you, what is your career worth to you? Everything that you've built up until this point, you know, think of it like a business, right? That it's, it may seem like an out of there question, but people ask all the time, how much is your business worth? So think of your career in the same way. What you've built up until this point, your knowledge, your skills, your abilities, your relationships, network, and all of the value and all of the change that you've made over the course of the last 5, 10, 20 plus years that you've built this career for yourself. How much is it worth? And for most of you, it's going to be really hard to put a number on it. It's because it's not a numbers game. It's because there's so many intangibles. And realize that I'm not asking for a number, right? It's more of like you drop the question, how much is my career worth? Man, it's priceless. It's priceless. And that's what most business owners would say as well, is that my business is priceless. And so, yes, we can go through mathematical, you know, here's how much revenue we make in a year, and we can multiply it by whatever X factor. But even that, it's like, it's guesstimates, right? And it's worth what somebody will pay for it. That's what it's worth. But that's what your career is worth. And that's how you own all of your worth, is to really just tap into your intuition. Feel it. That's what it's worth. That feeling that you can't quite put words to, that's what it's worth. You don't have to put words to it. You can think of it as using your intuition to own your worth. You could also think of it as using your sleeping mind. There's our thinking mind. That's our awake mind that does all the analysis and does all the decision making and does all of that complex thinking. But then there's also the sleeping mind, which we can refer to it as how we feel. It's our heart. It's our intuition. It's within us. The sleeping mind. The concept of the sleeping mind comes from The King Killer Chronicles. For those of you who have been listening for a while, you know that I'm a big fan of Patrick Rothfuss and The King Killer Chronicles. The first two books were A Wise Man's Fear and The Name of the Wind. Third book is coming out soon, hopefully. And it's about our hero. The hero's name is Quoth. It's a hero's journey of a young boy turned into a man, an older boy, younger man. And one of the things that he learns and the magic that he learns, it's not referred to as magic in the book. There's a whole language around it, including the concept of the sleeping mind. And Quoth needs to be able to access his sleeping mind in order to call the name of the wind. In other words, in order to speak to the wind and make the wind appear. So one of the magic tricks, although Quoth would really hate me for calling it that, that he can do is that he can, in certain times, it's not, at least in certain parts of the book, he creates that superpower and hones that superpower. But in order to call the name of the wind and make the wind appear, you know, a big gush of wind appear, he has to be able to access his sleeping mind. And that's not an easy thing to do. And it's funny, like his mentor goes through this whole series of weird tasks to try to have Quoth access his sleeping mind, from like, you know, having him stay up for days on end, right? Or to like getting him really, really drunk. And there were some times that it actually helped. And it's funny because I think we can all relate to this, that perhaps when you're like a little tired or a little drunk or just feeling a little bit like out of your head and in your heart, basically, that's when you can access your sleeping mind. That's when you can ask a question to yourself, like, what is my career worth? Like, oh man, yeah, what is my career worth? Right? And just be with it and sit with it. And the reason that I'm going through this exercise with you, and I encourage you to go through this exercise of accessing your sleeping mind, accessing your intuition, owning all of your worth, not just the quantitative piece of it, is it really gets to a larger shift that so many tech managers, I believe, need to make, and that I believe is keeping you back, is that you're living too much in your thinking mind. You're living too much in the logical. You're living too much in the decision-making. You're living too much in the quantitative aspects of life. You're living there 90, 95, 99% of the time, and you're not practicing accessing your intuition. You're not practicing accessing your sleeping mind. And it's a muscle to be built. And so in order, kind of getting back to where I started in the whole theme for this week, is in order for the work that you're doing to really feel worth it, you have to know in your bones, in your heart, in your soul, you have to feel it in your soul that it's worth it. And you cannot do it if you're not able to access your intuition, if you're not able to turn off your thinking mind, turn off the logic, and turn on what your heart already knows, and turn on what your soul, what your spirit already knows. That's the key. That's really the key. And that's the shift I want to invite you to make, is to access your intuition more often, because it is a muscle to be built. It's a lesson encased in a lesson encased in a lesson. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. And for those of you who you want to own your worth, and you want to own all of your worth, and you want to escape a life and escape a career where every single day feels like you're on just this treadmill and you're doing all of this work and it's just not feeling worth it. And you know that quantitatively it's not worth it, and qualitatively it's not worth it either. And you need a way out and you need an expert to guide you. Then that's what we're here for. And you're going to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we'll talk about your worth. We'll talk about it from a number standpoint, but we're also going to talk about it from that intangible standpoint as well. Like, what is your dream? Like, really, what is it that you want to build for yourself? What legacy do you want to build? What life do you want to build so that you can escape that awful, no good, terrible feeling of this isn't worth it? I feel worthless. Will help you escape that and really truly know that you're adding value and have irrefutable evidence that you're adding value, and you know it, and you're able to share it, and you do it from a place of love and a place of compassion, and knowing that you're adding value to the world as a technical manager, and that you're continually upgrading your skills as well and honing your abilities. If you want to learn how to access your sleeping mind, your intuition, and access that muscle more often, because that's what leaders are made of. Good leaders, they're logical. They're really good at the logic stuff. But great leaders, amazing leaders, extraordinary leaders know how to access their intuition, and they trust it. It's a process and it's a journey. And if you are committed to going on that journey, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So own all of your worth, folks. Yes, do the math. That's an important first step. But after that, make a list, sit down and meditate, write in your journal, and really connect with every single piece of your being, of yourself, of your life, of your experience, of everything that you've created and want to create and will create. That's your worth. And I also want you to know that you are absolutely, positively, totally worth it. Because you're listening right now, and because you're committed, and not everyone is. Stay in the game, and it's worth it. That I can promise you. If you quit, that's the only way that you lose your worth. And I know that none of you are quitters. So that's it for the day, folks. And we'll talk to you again really, really soon. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.